Thank you for calling customer care. This is Rachel. I'm a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi,
Sir, are you
Rachel.
still on there?
Yes, absolutely here. Let me explain for you real quick. Hello, Rachel. This is Jose from First Financial Bank. We have a MISO customer, Elizabeth Martinez. Long story short, a customer paid for a couple of products for them to be sent on December. For some reason, her account was never debited, even though you guys show that it was paid. And I guess that's just throwing her, she likes to balance her checkbook her account, and it's not balancing because of those two charges. And it looks like she spoke with earlier today that told her that in order for you guys to be able to, I guess, to debit the account again, is for the bank to call you guys and verify that she has not been debited those two amounts. And we're talking about the ones that happened in December.
Okay, sir, so that I can better assist, I'm in the process of getting her account pulled up because we did follow up and reach out to her by phone.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get her account pulled back up.
Sure.
To find out which. And I'm sorry, I'm one of the supervisors with Omax Health. Let me, okay, this is not the one. All right, I'm sorry about that. It'll take just a moment. Locate her most recent order. Ms. Martinez, if you could please provide me with your zip code.
78133.
Okay, 78133. Try doing it this way. MARTINEC. Okay, it'll be just another moment. Okay, so this is the one that I'm needing. Okay, it'll be just another moment. All right, Ms. Martinez. For security purposes, ma'am, please verify your address.
It's 401 Edenwald Road, Canyon Lake, Texas, 78133.
Okay, thank you so much. So now I've gotten the correct account pulled up. And also, let's see, you placed your order through the website, so I've connected with the website. And let's see, the last order, it shows for a one-time shipment for the Omax Sleep CBD Travel Pack, which is a one-time shipment that was offered to you as an upsell item. And I'm trying to get to the subscription. All right, so it shows that you have a regular subscription for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure one box that ships every 2 months.
Right. And December shipments of 6392
mm-hmm.
has not cleared my account, plus the Omax Sleep for 699 either. Mm-hmm. And those are the two in question.
Okay. What we will do, the 6392, when I reached out to Ms. Martinez earlier this evening, the 6392 is a part of her subscription. I'm not sure why that payment would show that it's not reached out, or excuse me, that it hasn't cleared the account. With our system that processes the payment, it just shows the status was successful. If on our end the company doesn't receive payment, then a product is not shipped. We can reach out to our corporate office so that they can investigate. I did inform her we've not received any type of complaints or had any other issues regarding any other customers with this type of situation. So we can reach out to the corporate office and let them know, and they can look into it. As far as it shows here, once it says it was a sale and that the system stamped the date and time, which is what they give for December the 10th at 2:51 a.m., they said that it was a successful sale and it processed for the 6392. That one does show an authorization key, and she did tell us regarding what you said regarding authorization, said that they never did finalize. The one-time shipment that it shows for December 21 was a manually done purchase that did not it doesn't show here that it involved an authorization key. But it also shows a successful sale that was done on the 21st of December at 9:48 a.m. Once again, we've not had any other issues regarding any of the customers regarding have payments that have not processed or cleared their account. So we did ask her to have a representative from her bank to call in just to confirm that you said that there's no payment that's authorized so that we can have our have the company to investigate this order or these orders. One of them is a subscription that recurs automatically every 2 months. One was just a one-time shipment or one-time purchase that was processed at different times for them to look into it so that they can have the Shopify account, have them do a little bit of investigating to find out what's going on with her account specifically. Since we haven't had any other issues that we know of regarding any other customers. So what I will do let's put a note here. And it'll be just a moment. And I'm sorry, sir, I didn't let you finish speaking. After I pulled the accounts up, that's what it shows on our end. And the system stamps the date and times, but you're stating that neither one of those two charges cleared?
Correct. So we're looking at the actual debit card. I do not even see the other authorizations on the debit card. No activity basically whatsoever on the debit card on those dates. And if we take a look at the account, the transactions never, never posted either.
And let me just take a look this, see if it even tells us here. I have to look in a certain place to even find out what this card even ended in.
Yeah, I was going to say that something that I was suggesting is that, you know, maybe we could verify the card information just to see if it's the right card number and all of that.
Let me see if I
can make things a little bit easier.
Let me go to a different, I have to go to a different place here because it doesn't show on the face of the account what the last four digits are. All right, this will take a few minutes more for me to try to get to that section of her account. All right. Okay. All right, so that's her email. And let's see. Last order show, well, let's see. Next order date 2/10. All right, so let's see where it will tell me about card info. All right, so what it shows here is we have a last four digits of a card that ends in 0033.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what it shows here. But for those particular two charges, and she did say that she received some type of notification, she said, regarding a debit for October. But So we
text alert.
Okay, so we would not know if they show posted, and usually the accounts are set up so that if a payment does decline, the system can automatically generate even a notification to the customer, letting them know your payment was declined, you need to update your card or whatsoever. But we've not had this issue at all from anyone that I have knowledge of. So that is really odd. So what I will do okay, confirmed, no payments processed. Okay, so no payments, you said processed for December 10th or for well, it shows in our system that it was December 10th and December 21 for $63.92 or $6.99.
Correct.
Is that the way to word it?
Yeah, basically, there's no. Yeah, that's fine. That's pretty much what happened. There's no posted transactions on the account for the month of December from you guys.
Okay, no payments. Okay, for December 10th. All right, we will send a request to our corporate office for those two charges. I'm not sure exactly how they will handle it. As far as they'll probably respond back with some type of notice, put probably to us here in the maybe in the account, but we'll have to find out what they have to say about it. These are Shopify accounts that are processed through omaxhealth.com for them to have that investigated to see why possibly it shows both charges processed and but I'm not sure what we would have to do with the posting on the bank's end though. But I will certainly. I think for about the past month or so when she's called and asked about payments, and it looks like I've seen this more than once in some notes in the account where she's
right,
called
I
and made an inquiry.
Yeah, about it. And as many times I reached out to OMAX, I did the same for my bank to see what they would tell me too, you know.
Okay.
But please do say that a bank representative did call on my behalf. That's what you wanted to hear from, so they could verify that those two amounts did not clear my account.
Yes, ma'am. I will notify, or we will forward that over to the corporate office and to see what they have to say about it. But they definitely show that they were billed.
Right.
So
that's so odd, you know, that the only one that I feel I paid for was in October when I set up my subscription. October was the month that I did, and when y'all did the shipment and debit my account, I got a text alert on my phone. And for the other two, I never did. So, and then checking with my bank, you know, it hasn't cleared.
Okay. Well, it doesn't show that anything was retracted or anything like that. It just shows the sale and that it was processed. And it doesn't show that we provided you with free products, but we'll certainly have them to look into it to provide it. We'll let them provide an answer.
Okay. All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
And
well,
I
you're
guess as soon as you know, you will reach out to me.
Probably we are an inbound call center, so probably the best thing maybe is to give it at least 7 days for them to respond, because they'll look into the account, and based on what they'll see, they'll provide an answer, and which is what I don't know what that is yet. So probably at least giving about 7 days maybe and calling back.
Oh, so I need to be the one to call back.
Yes, ma'am. Probably that would be the best thing, is
okay.
to give us a call back probably in about 7 days, because probably they will not reach out to you directly.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your help.
Okay. You're welcome, ma'am. As far as the account shows, it does show that you have your subscription as far as your 2 months is coming up. It looks like on the 10th, which would be, is that next Thursday? Yeah, that's next Thursday. Well, no, I'm sorry, next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Not next Thursday.
And it's going to be very interesting to see if that's going to do the same or it's going to debit my account.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
Yes.
Because I will tell you, if
mm-hmm.
When that shipment comes in February, what date did you say it was going to come?
Well, you're due to have it. It's due to, let's see, I came out of the page I was in. Yeah, it's due, you have an upcoming order February the 10th. So that's, you're due to be billed.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And then, how does that work? I know I've asked this question before. When the 10th comes, do you debit my account on that day or after it's shipped?
No, ma'am, you're always billed first. The company has to secure payment first. Without a payment, there's nothing that's shipped out.
No, ma'am. What I'm saying, since it's a subscription, it's going to happen. What I'm asking is,
mm-hmm.
when do you debit my account?
It's debited the day that you're the date. Yes, ma'am. It'll be debited on the 10th, and once the payment's approved, then fulfillment ships that product out.
Okay.
Now, as far as when it posts, that's a different thing, but the account's debited that day.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
But if you have some concern and you want to postpone the payment, postpone the shipment or put a pause there, you can do that as well. But that's the date that it shows in the system that you have your next order supposed to be going out.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to let it go through and see. Is that actually debits my account?
Okay.
You know my reluctance to you already know my reluctance to it, but I need the shipment to happen, and you probably will hear from me if it doesn't debit my account, but we'll wait and see how your system reacts to that, if it's gonna debit my account. That's why I'm calling, because those two never hit my account. So
yes, ma'am. Well, we'll find out what the corporate office has to say about it, because on our end it shows that you were billed. So the company would not bill you twice, but I'll let them follow up and just find out what they have to say about it.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you for your help.
All right. Well, you're welcome, Ms. Martinez. Thank you so much for calling OMAX Health, and you please enjoy the rest of your evening.
You as well.
Thank you, ma'am.
And
bye-bye.
Jose, thank you so much for your help. Jose.
Oh, my pleasure, ma'am. have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Have a good night.
Okay. Good night. And, Jose, thank you so much for hanging in there with me. I hated for this to be so long for you, but